This is the Chip Kelly one-on-one presented by Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles. Welcome to our interview with defensive coordinator Bill Davis, presented by Wawa. And Sunday it is Tampa Bay, and that means Jameis Winston, the first pick in April's draft. What kind of quarterback have you studied?
You know what? This is the first time I've really put eyes on him. I didn't study him coming out of college. I'm all on the defense. And I was pleasantly surprised with his skill set. He is, for a young quarterback, he is protecting the football better than most at that point. I think their offensive coordinator, Dirk Cutter, is doing a great job giving him things he can handle. I think he's handling a lot well. He's got some audibles at the line of scrimmage, which was surprising for me to see of a young quarterback, but we are at the halfway point. So they're doing a nice job of moving in and out of a heavy run game, a very solid run game mixed with play-action passes. And then his drop-back reads are pretty consistent. He's throwing a good, accurate ball.
I remember when the Eagles drafted Donovan McNabb back in 1999, and Andy Reid waited half a season to put him on the field. And he said that the reason he wanted to wait was just to let him understand how to control the blitz, how to see it, react to it. How's Jameis done with the blitz?
He's done a nice job. Now, he's athletic in escape. So what you'd like to see those young quarterbacks do is make sure the protections are set right and they don't have to escape the blitz. But what happens with a lot of times the young guys, they're responsible for a guy, and their first reaction is to look at the rush, which defensively you hope they do. And then his escapability, though, is very good. And he's getting out and extending plays, so we've got to make sure that we're on our coverage. It's tougher to coverage in a zone when they scramble because your zone has to turn into a man, and it complicates things. But he's doing a nice job.
Is he what you would consider a dual threat kind of quarterback in terms of also giving you the ability to break the pocket?
Yeah, he's not doing the run plays that some of the teams are doing with the quarterbacks, but he is. He's absolutely, when the route isn't there, he's pulling down and going. Now, he doesn't have the blazing speed to the Michael Vick type stuff, but he's a very good runner and gets down when he's supposed to get down.
The big target is a big target. Mike Evans is huge. What kind of coverage challenge is that?
You know, he's best at the vertical ball and the back shoulder fade. When they throw it up, and they throw about 8 to 10 up a game, so we've got to defend the vertical ball to him. He's great at going up. He's got a great leaping ability. He's got a good catch radius. So we're going to have to make sure we can handle him on those type plays as well as the rest of the plays he's targeted on. He runs every route in the book and does it well, and he's a big target for him and one of the top receivers.
From a technique standpoint, how does a defensive back cover the back shoulder
well,
throw?
Well, it's about reading the body language. It's about reading the body language of the receiver. Sometimes they have some tells where they'll let you know the back shoulder fade is more likely here. So we're studying that hard, and then you just have to play through the man. You know, you have to stay calm at the ball, play through the man, and then go for the ball at the end.
Bill, what are you seeing from your defense here the last couple of weeks, run defense particularly?
Well, last week our run defense got a little bit better. You know, we still had one breakout on us, or actually two. And it's about gap discipline and tackling. But we had a little bit of a lull there for 2 weeks, and then we think we got it back under control, and we're going to be tested again this week. It's a big physical offensive line. They've got a big 250-pound fullback, and they come downhill at you. The running back is going to really test our gap integrity, particularly on the backside of a run. The intended run is going to our left. Well, he'll bounce it back to the right, and we've got to make sure that we keep our faces in our gap and be where we're supposed to be.
Very elementary question. Fans ask it all the time about a blitz. When do you call a blitz? Is there a particularly a formation you're looking for, a situation you want to be in? What dictates you calling a blitz?
Well, there's run pressures. And you say, bro, what's a blitz? A blitz, a lot of times people say it's committing six to the rush. You know, there's also five to the rush. The norm is to bring four in the rush. So we do more five-man pressures than six. We do go our share of six. And when you're doing six, you're committing all the rushers to getting that ball out, to beating the protection. Everybody's a single man-on-man with no help. So it's a high-risk, high-reward call that you've got to pick and choose your moments. You've got to know what they're bringing at you, how many are they protecting, how are they protecting. So there's a lot of things that go into it. Then there's the run pressures that we probably do more run blitzing than most teams, and that's about moving and stunning the front in a coordinated run fits, and that gets a little bit more complicated. But I think we're at about 40% pressure right now of all snaps.
Bill, I know you're not looking ahead to Detroit, but we're in the midst of three games in 12 days, and that's a tremendous physical challenge. What do you tell your players?
Well, we're aware we don't look at any Detroit, even talk about Detroit, other than we know that we have two games in 10 days. And it comes down to us taking care of our bodies and getting our sleep and doing all the things that allow the body to handle two big NFL games in 10 days.
Bill, thanks so much. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.